USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says on Tuesday he's signing an executive order dealing with police reforms.
We're going to have some solutions, I think some good solutions, and some of it, as you know, it's about great people. We need great people in our police departments, and we have mostly great people. I would say that. I would say that with certainty. We have mostly great people. I know so many of them, law enforcement. But we will do better, even better. And we're going to try and do it fast. So we're going to have a meeting tomorrow. We're going to have a news conference tomorrow. We have a lot of law enforcement coming in and others.
The Supreme Court saying they will stay out of cases involving immunity for police officers, at least for now. That word came from the highest court on Monday. A longstanding legal doctrine makes it difficult to sue police for police misconduct. The Dow on Monday gained 157 points. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is throwing cold water on the idea of shutting down the economy again.
The president is absolutely disinclined to shut down the economy, as is the vice president.
Kudlow telling Fox News we could suffer even more if the economy was...
I think shutting down the economy could be worse for our health than not shutting it down.
Lawmakers are taking a closer look at the impacts of the coronavirus on public school budgets. During a Democratic-led House hearing, North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox is warning against blindly throwing tax dollars at the problem.
Democrats pushing those same taxpayers to dole out more of their hard-earned money at a time when many Americans are being forced to tighten their belts.
Fox also during that hearing saying that the public education system does need sweeping, meaningful reforms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There's now been 7 straight weeks of increases for the price of gasoline across the country to a national average of $2.09. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
That price at the pump is now up over 22 cents from a month ago, but some 59 and a half cents lower from a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the highs and lows across the nation.
The lowest average gas prices could be found in Mississippi, where the statewide average is $1.73, followed by Louisiana at $1.74, Arkansas at $1.78, Oklahoma at $1.79, and Alabama at $1.80 per gallon. Leading the nation with the highest average prices, Hawaii at $3.13 per gallon, followed by California at $2.98 per gallon, Washington State at $2.61 per gallon, Oregon at $2.52 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.50 per gallon.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And finally, the next film in the James Bond franchise is set to be released in U.S. theaters 5 days earlier than expected. An official announcement made on Twitter says No Time to Die will head to cinemas on November 20th. The action film was originally set to be released on April 10th, but was postponed to November 25th after the coronavirus pandemic forced the closure of most movie theaters. The new 007 picture has an estimated budget of over $200 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.